Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved. There's so much more, or mora, that you can do. The, man, I'll tell you what, you got to be beat. As the fellow said, I mean, it comes at you at a million miles an hour. And if this is the guy at the coffee shop, it's it's the guy at the store, it's the girl at the whatever. You know, do you have your mask on? Put your mask on. Put it over your nose. Now, what's really funny is I want to see how they're going to handle what's coming up, especially here in California, where they're saying if you have been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Well, how are they going to know? Are they going to force you to take a card? You're going to have, what was the Bible talks about the mark of a beast. Is that what you're going to have to get? No, I'm serious. How are they going to know whether you tell them the truth or not? Are they going to take it for granted that you are? I wouldn't. I mean, I like you guys, but I don't know some of you. I don't know many of you. So I don't know how they're going to. They're going to give you papers, like the Germans did. Is that what you're going to do? Is that how they're going to track us? Are the Dems really that desperate? Okay. So this week again with Joey B. You can't get away from him. You know he's the president. He's going to be around for a little bit. You think Camilla's standing so close to him because she's just waiting for him to fall over so she can take over? I'm just asking. I wonder that sometimes when I see her up there. There was, this is amazing. So New York City's Lincoln Center honored an activist who said she admired Osama bin Laden. Come on, let that sink in for a second. Activist Yuri... Yeah, right. Kachiyama opposed the World War II era Japanese internment in Vietnam War. And she praised bin Laden after 9/11. Did you miss that? She praised bin Laden after 9/11. And she adored Japanese American internment during World War II and later helped to convince the government to apologize and repay the victims. She opposed U.S. involvement in Vietnam and befriended Malcolm X. Painting a picture for you here. She did all this before she finally admitted that she admired Osama bin Laden. This was not before, but after he blew up the towers. As police departments around the country report increasing hate crimes against Asian people, Lincoln Center hosted a pop-up performance to honor the civil rights activist Yuri Kokiyama. Now, we are so backwards in this country. We're so backwards when it comes to who we honor when the left is in control. How do you honor somebody like this? Who sees honor in Bin Laden? Are we for real? See, but it's Asian American Pacific Islander Month. So who else are they going to honor? Who would pick this woman for this? Are you telling me there's not another Asian American in this country that deserves this honor more than her? Probably did more work in the local communities, anything along those lines? Now, supposedly she spent most of her life in the Big Apple. And then, even though she adopted New York as her home in 2003, she had her interview. She praised the man responsible for that horrific attack on our people. How do you work that through? Come on, how do you work that through? She said, I'm glad that you're curious as to why I consider Osama bin Laden as one of the people that I admire, she told the interviewer. To me, he is in the category of Malcolm X. Che Guevara. Ooh, there's that name. Che Guevara. And Patrice Lumumba. Fidel Castro. And all those kind of leaders that I admire. Wow. They had much in common. Yeah, they love to kill people. Besides being strong leaders who brought consciousness to their people, they all had severe dislike for the U.S. government and or anybody who held power in the U.S. government. Can you believe this? Standing ovations, loving this. You know, I mean, seriously. Some critics, some center employees among them, they blasted a move to honor her in New York City. Right, just months before, 20 years will be passed since the terror attack. And think about that. Right? Then 10 years after, they finally caught up with Osama. She was also adamant about visiting Peru's communist shining path. I mean, these people see some of the most brutal dictators and leaders in the country as people to admire. I mean, how do you do that? How do you do it with a straight face? I guess it's a better question. Come back. All right, a little lighthearted, all right? We're going to talk about this guy's a real piece of work. A New York man who's charged with disability fraud after showing up all jacked up on pro bodybuilder wife's Instagram. He's not supposed to be able to walk or having all kinds of trouble, can't really move around, and yet he's on Instagram working out. Just amazing. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Jumping into your house, just as a real side of GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I was looking for some happy stories. There's a lot of them, don't get me wrong. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And there is a lot of positive things to touch on. No question about it. You know, first of all, if you really think about where... why they called Trump the jobs president. Simple stats. Really simple stats. Women's unemployment. 50-year low. No Democrat can claim that. Right? Consumer confidence at a 17-year high under Donald Trump. recently dropped down to like 8%, was it? Anybody remember? It was a single-digit number. It was terrible. Nobody said a word. Oh, let's not forget black unemployment. Black women, black men, the kid, the whole nine yards. Right. Lowest ever. So these people get their act together. It's, you know, at some point, the general, I'm hoping, I know this is a stretch, right? I'm hoping, I'm praying at some point in time, the general populace picks this up and figures out what's going on. Manufacturing jobs, almost a 500,000 manufacturing jobs. We were told it was gone, never to return again. Remember that? You would not see manufacturing in this country again. Well, that was a lie. And last but not least, let's not forget the lowest overall unemployment rate in 50 years. Not kind of, sort of, 50 years. If that doesn't mean something to you, I don't know what does. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, a man with a gun actually does something good. But you won't hear that on CNN. A man armed with a hunting rifle shot and killed an alleged mass shooter at Fort Smith, Arkansas. It was an apartment complex. This could have been bad. Right? The incident occurred early in the morning, and 26-year-old Zachary Arnold allegedly tried to lure residents out of their apartments. Well, I don't think it's an alleged... It's not an alleged when you have, like, 25 people. How could that be alleged? Oh, a jury hasn't convicted him yet. Got it. One apartment resident claimed that Arnold was screaming, "Hey, you guys get out here. Come on out here. Everyone, get out of the building. Now." 87-year-old apartment resident Louise Hicks came out to try to calm Arnold down and then fled back into her apartment after seeing the rifle. And everything is allegedly, right? Seeing the rifle that he allegedly holding, Arnold allegedly followed her and shot her dead inside her residence. It's only allegedly because everybody saw him do it, but he hasn't been convicted of the murder yet. Right? No injuries to any additional residents were reported. But to hear the left talk, no gun can do any good in any situation. Oh, but that poor kid's going to have to deal with that now for the rest of his life. Deal with what? Did he kill an animal that was getting ready to kill a whole bunch of other people? Is that what he's going to... Is that the problem here? Sure, 855-REAL-JOE, enlighten me, 855-732-5563. Vladimir Putin, he's going to have to achieve his top foreign policy objective. He's going to be able to now, thanks to President Biden. Now, Biden called President Trump Putin's puppy. What does that make Joe Biden? Remember, he was going to get tough on Russia, wasn't he? Wasn't that such a big deal? Changed that pretty quick, didn't they? You know, if you head up to the website, there's a lot going on up there. A lot happening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm still enjoying this Lightfoot story that I didn't do it earlier because it's just amazing that she's still there. You know, they reelected the mayor of Portland, the mayor of Seattle. They reelected Lightfoot. The out of control, you know, out of control crime in these cities are cities run by Democrats. And I don't know whether to feel sorry for them or not even think about them at all, because if you think they keep reelecting these people. Why should I feel bad about this? Not my headache. But they keep electing these people, and they keep getting all these, keep having all these problems. They'll do nothing to stop them. Anyhow, who's doing political work this weekend. Seriously, it's time to stop. Civil rights group is suing Donald Trump for China virus label. You mean... all right. Former President Donald Trump uses the term China virus last year as a descriptor for the coronavirus. Now he's being sued by a civil rights group. Federal complaint by the Chinese American Civil Rights Coalition, also known as the Chinese government, alleges Trump's turn of a phrase with a similar terminology did harm to the Chinese American community. Really? You ever notice something? The stories that you're not hearing about. Have you seen mainstream media put any of the stories on where a black man, or black woman for that matter, beat up on an Asian? Any? Because, I've seen a half a dozen in no time. But we won't call it out, just like the black-on-black crime. We're not calling any of this out. Because it makes a certain group look bad. We don't want to do that. But that's why I keep saying you've got to get the truth out there. No matter what, you've got to get the truth out there. You have to keep pounding away at this. You cannot let them get away with this. I know it's tough. You probably don't want to do it. But we can't let them get away with it. Going back to Trump making his first public link between China and the virus origins in March of last year. The United States will be powerfully supported those industries like airlines and others that were particularly affected by the Chinese virus, Trump said. The United States will be powerfully supporting these industries. The ones that were affected by the virus. I'm trying to drive that home. Listen, it wasn't like Joey B's doing right now where he's giving money to every one of his buddies. Anybody who may have given him money voted for him or is totally 100% on his side. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden hosted South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the White House. They were asked about North Korea.
Our two nations also share a willingness to engage diplomatically with the DPRK, to take pragmatic steps that will reduce tensions as we move toward our ultimate goal of denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
He said he's appointed a career diplomat, Sung Kim, as a special envoy to North Korea. Biden didn't rule out a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but said he wouldn't repeat the way it was done in the past. He also spoke about the pandemic.
We agreed to establish a comprehensive vaccine partnership to expand the manufacture of vaccines that have been approved safe and effective.
Biden said the U.S. would vaccinate 550,000 South Korean service members that serve alongside U.S. forces. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Feel the rhythm now. We shall be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We shall be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby.
We are back. We shall be singing together, you and me. All night. Always a, always a pleasure having you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855 732-5563. Somebody just sent me a link to a story about, you know, Jewish Americans. And basically it was about the rise in, and it's way too long to break down, but basically the rise in anti-Semitic attacks in the U.S. and in so many other places. Right? Now, when even the first one or two or three Asians were beat up or pounded on, the government was all over, weren't they? Joey B was all over, wasn't he? Come on, think about it. So, you got to find a way. Somebody has to find a way. Come on, stop this. I did it again. Somebody's got to find a way to lay out these numbers so that you can see truly what the numbers are when it comes to the Asian attacks, when it comes to the anti-Semitic attacks. And if you really don't think that they have an agenda, if you really don't think that they're trying to pull us apart in so many areas. Now, they hate the Jews. You know who they are. Do I have to keep saying who they are? They hate the Jews so much. This isn't even the main article anywhere. This isn't the main story on ABC, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG. Why not? If a Jew beat up on an Asian for no reason whatsoever, as far as the press was concerned, it would be all over the place. Black on black, not so much. Black on Asian, almost never. Do we see anything? Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if you really believe what you're saying, you'll believe. You need to stick up for, not start a fight about, but stick up for our Jewish family, our Jewish friends. Joe Biden has decided to host George Floyd's family at the White House. He's going to mark the first anniversary of Floyd's death at the hands of a Minneapolis police officer. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Friday that the president would mark the anniversary of Floyd's death. But that's it. No more plans. Let's get this out of the way. A human being died. I got it bad. good with that. Good with that line of thinking. Good with you perceiving that to be bad. But this guy was a known criminal. Okay? And even the doctors, some of the doctors have said, you know, the level of drugs that he had in his body, he might have had a chance if he wasn't that drugged up. That doesn't make it okay. Let's be clear. It's not what I'm saying at all. But you look at all the thugs before George Floyd that they've made heroes out of. They've made square. They've given them honorary squares, right? That they put up plaques for these people. But in most cases, almost every case, they were killed while committing a crime. Maybe not the agreed. You know, people always say, well, he deserved to lose his life. Well, probably not. Floyd died on May 25th. Now, you know what happened after he died? Months and months and months of outrage. And it didn't wind up. Anybody notice that? It didn't wind up over a period of time. It was almost overnight, almost like they were ready for this. And I've always joked about the fact that, you ever notice those perfectly made grassroots signs? Just saying. Psaki said on Friday that the White House is in close touch with the negotiators and they'll still feel for progress is being made. Right, they acknowledge that that it's unlikely that they'll pass any bill quickly in Floyd's favor. It just, you know, these guys, they're just so used to this. Just throwing money at everything. Biden wants to throw, Biden, Pelosi, Harris, all of them, they want to throw so much money at these problems, they think they're going to fix them. Well, they never fixed them in the past. And then they figured the extra money they had left over, it would go to friends and family. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, right? You know what I mean? And it's our money. Why are we screaming louder about it? I know. I'm just, now, you know what it is? I'm just venting now. I'm irritated about all this just as much as you guys are. It's getting to the point where it doesn't, all I can do is complain about it because I don't know what to do about it. We can't get people fired up enough to do anything. And I said it because the conversation I had again with a friend of mine today about how we get people engaged, I have been having this conversation with him for probably 12 to 15 years, as long as I've known him. And I said, I don't know, you know, you guys in the chat room, you got any ideas? How do you get people engaged? How do you get somebody to decide to step up and say, you know, I've had it, like these women in Virginia, like the woman in Orange County, California, who finally went to the board meeting. He said, I know, they, as Sonya said earlier, they don't care. Not all of them, but a lot of them. They don't care. But you stay on them. You stay on it. You stay on them. You bring the press with you. You make sure, well, whatever press will go with you, you make sure people see this stuff. In most cases, we're having to do our own, you know, videotaping, recording, whatever, and then setting it over ourselves. We're trying to get it posted, but is it worth the fight? Just got to ask the question, is it worth the fight? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I hate to do these. Lady Gaga's in the news again. Well, she's always kind of in the news, right? She revealed that she got pregnant after being raped by a producer at age 19. She was on Oprah Winfrey's latest, podcast or whatever she's doing. She said she was 19 years old. She was working in the business, and a producer said to me, hey, take your clothes off. I find this, I can't imagine this is the way it really goes down. Not that she's lying. I don't mean that at all. Lady Gaga recalled during the Apple TV series that People Magazine posted, she said, I said no, and I left. They told me they were going to burn all of my music, and they didn't stop. They didn't stop asking me. At one point, I just froze. I don't even remember it. She said that, again, How do you not? Well, I won't go down there. First, I felt full-on pain, she said. Then I went numb. And then I was sick for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks after. I realized that it was the same pain that I felt when a person who raped me dropped me off pregnant on the corner of my parents' home. Because I was vomiting, I was sick. I was being abused. I was locked away in the studio for months. She said, I wasn't willing to admit that anything had happened, Gaga said at the time. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't want anybody to know. She said, this is the one I don't get. I didn't tell myself for the longest time. What do you mean? How can you not tell yourself? You were part of it, weren't you? Again, 855-REAL-JOEY, 555-732-5563. Yeah, I joke about her a lot, about how she came on the scene, how she became such a name. It's a big deal. Well, I think it's a big deal anyway. You know, if we don't start fighting, if we don't and I mean not with each other, obviously, if we don't start fighting for our rights, if we don't start fighting at the level in your town, in your county, in your city, whatever it is, wherever and whatever it is that you live in, look around. Just try to decide what it is that turns you on. Try to decide whether it's education or just regular city governance. Right? And get involved in those areas. And don't let things go by you. Don't overlook things. Really. You know, I was talking about this earlier. A Jewish friend of mine just sent me this. How come we're not seeing... How come you guys, us guys, usins, are not seeing all the unrest in major cities across the country? Pro-Palestinian protesters attacking Jews. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Joe Messina, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You guys are sick in the chat room. All right, anyway. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. All right, Steelworkers Union now is up in arms. You know what I mean? These unions, they've got to be kicking themselves around. Hopefully they are. Would tell me that they're awake anyhow. They want Trump to keep the job-creating tariffs. Biden to keep Trump's job-creating tariffs. And I don't know how, you know, Joe's trying to take, he's trying to take credit for the ceasefire there. over in Israel. And they have no, they have absolutely no shame. Nothing stops them. You know, he was trying to take credit for so many things that Trump put in place. Vaccine being one of them. You've already heard this a million times. How the Dems said it could never happen. He would never be able to do it in 9 months, and he did. And it's so bad, it's so terrible, it's so nasty. Remember, they weren't going to take... Now it's so great and so wonderful. Why? Because Joe's president. Even though he had nothing to do with it, it's great and wonderful. And then you get in, you know, he's a union guy. I'm a union guy. We're a union guy. It's a group in the union town. We're a union guy. I understand how important... You don't understand anything, Joe. And I don't know how you figure you're a union guy, because everything you're doing, you're sending jobs overseas again. You stopped the oil production. I mean, that wasn't just an oil scenario. Those people were working on those pipes. On the electronics of the situation. All of it. The United States Workers Union, along with other manufacturing groups, said former President Trump's tariffs on imported steel have been a success. They've asked Joe Biden to keep those tariffs in place. In a letter to Biden by the Steelworkers Union, along with the American Iron and Steel Institute, steel manufacturing, I mean, a whole bunch of them, I'm not going to read them all, said that by putting 23% tariff on imported steel, since 2018, there's been a boon for the United States steel industry. Which translates to what? More jobs. The tariffs, according to the steel workers, have worked, will continue to work. Please keep it in place. Because right now, Biden is negotiating, or his team is Biden. He doesn't even know who's on the team. So Biden's negotiating the issue with the European Union officials. So they're trying to work a deal to keep these tariffs on to keep our jobs here. The tariffs were necessitated by repeated surges in steel imports driven by the global steel capacity or overcapacity. It threatened their industry. See, the Dems don't want us doing any kind of digging or oil drilling or anything like that on our property anywhere in these states. Now, they'll allow other countries to do it. Other countries that mistreat their workers. Other countries that can care less about air quality. Other countries that can care less about what they put into the ground. Put back into the ground, I should say. They don't care about any of that. They just want to make it look like they love the planet. And they're going to do what they can here to fix that. Well, you can't. Opponents of steel tariffs argue that they should be eliminated to increase supply, given the current environment of rising prices and long lead times. Now, this ignores the fact that COVID-19 has put this stuff in place. You see, see what I mean? They don't think things through. No thought whatsoever that the long lead times has to do with supplies they're trying to get from other countries, other states, and because of COVID, they can't get them as quick. No, God forbid. Domestic steel supplies responding to market signals. Steel production has increased by more than 50% last year. Steel mill employment has increased by nearly 3,000 since September. Now, meanwhile, the tariffs are proving or providing a fairer and more level playing field. So true. Remember, a lot of these governments, they supplement, subsidize, whatever word you want to shore up, some of these companies that are competing here in the U.S. Now, how are they going to do that? Because we don't do that. Well, last couple of months, it seems like we're doing it with these companies. When Obama was in, it seemed like we were doing it with these companies. But we don't do it like the Chinese do it. We don't do it like other countries do it. The workers are worried that eliminating the steel tariffs right now would undermine the industry. And the global steel overcapacity has increased during the pandemic. And the past economic crisis led to devastating import surges. So don't do it again. Our steel workers need to keep working. It is almost like the Biden administration doesn't care as it plows forward to remove every single executive order, law, whatever, that Donald Trump helped push through. That simple. You don't even need to be a genius for this one. A survey of publicly available sources revealed that the following implementation, U.S. steel producers announced new investments, upgrades, planting. You know, when Trump did some of these things, he asked them to invest in their companies. He asked them to upgrade services, upgrade facilities, and that kind of stuff. And they did it. According to this, they did it to the tune, most of those places, to almost $15 billion, you know, industry-wide. So now we're going to do is we're going to take that away from them. We're going to send it overseas. We'll feed overseas workers. We'll shore up somebody else's economy. We'll tank ours. I never did understand that. How they keep sending jobs overseas. We lose thousands of jobs overseas. And they keep telling us it'll make our economy better. Can somebody explain that to me? 855-REAL, if you really want to do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Ted Cruz is all over it again. He said Democrat politicians, you know, woke media, trying to turn the military into wussies. And I think that's true. I've been watching them do it. They started doing it under Obama. Or Obama started doing it, I should say. Cruz said he went on to say that I'm enjoying the lefty blue check marks losing their minds over this tweet, dishonestly claiming that I'm attacking the military. We have the greatest military on the planet. Dem politicians want to turn them into a woke military. I mean, these people are so dull, they don't realize the enemy doesn't care how woke you are. Let's see how the enemy would treat a woman, you know, an American female soldier, if they captured her. He went on to say that the new Dem videos are terrible. And, yeah, you guys are going to see the commercials for the military. It's a Stuart Smalley commercial for all intents and purposes. Matter of fact, the one commercial, I wish I knew where it was. Did I grab the link? Nah, crud. Yeah, the one commercial, the young lady starts off talking about herself, who she was, how she was the daughter of two moms, you know, how she saw injustice in her school. I mean, just on and on and on with every social justice cliche there is. Okay? And at the end, that's why I decided to join whatever it was, the Army. Well, first of all, it's not about you. It's not about your parents. It's not about you. When you join the military, it's not because you had such a great life as a kid. It's not because you had two moms. You should have been talking about this country. You should have been talking about how you wanted to make sure this country retained its constitutional rights. That you're protecting the citizenry along with the country. Now, not a word of that. It was those military commercials were as devoid of the military as the president's, you know, National Day of Prayer proclamation was devoid of the Almighty. Looking for us to pray to him, apparently. Hey, head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. I send out the email once a week. I don't bombard you with stuff. You can sign up for text alerts, TRS to 77222. Simply send TRS to 77222. God bless you. Do the right thing. Stand up for what you believe to be truth. Don't beat somebody over the head with a 2x4, but stand up for what you believe to be true. Have a great rest of the day. I'm Joe Mesita, your host. You've been listening to Real Side.